You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
We in the MDC have resolved that we will no longer participate in this violent, illegitimate sham of an election process.
That Zimbabwe opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai pulling out of a runoff election just 5 days ahead of the scheduled vote. What happens now? Peter Gresta with the BBC joins us from Johannesburg. Peter, what does happen?
Very good question. We understand from the Zimbabwean government, from the Information Minister Sikonyiso Ndlovu, that they will still go ahead with the election. Mr. Ndlovu told me that the Zimbabwean people would not be denied their right to vote. But I think this is important for the Zimbabwean government because all along what they've wanted above all else is the legitimacy that an election and an inauguration ceremony would confer on Robert Mugabe. And I think at the moment what we're seeing is a lot of diplomatic community to try and press the Zimbabwean government to avoid that election, to cancel the whole thing and get down to some serious negotiations. But frankly, at this stage, at least according to Mr. Ndlovu, the government really is in no mood for negotiations.
Peter, that actually sounds like an oxymoron to suggest that if this election moves forward and Robert Mugabe wins, that somehow that legitimizes his rule because he would automatically win, wouldn't he?
Well, he would automatically win, but I think what they need, what the government really wants, is a number that shows that more voters cast or stuck an X in the box for Robert Mugabe than they did for Morgan Tsvangirai. Because remember, Morgan Tsvangirai, at least on paper, won the first round of the elections. He didn't get quite enough to take an absolute majority, which is what he would have needed to be declared the president in the first round, and that's why we're having this runoff. But he certainly came away with more votes than Robert Mugabe, and I think the government is desperate to get that figure reversed. And they're also very, very keen to go through the legal process so that Robert Mugabe has the legal legitimacy, the constitutional legitimacy, if not the popular legitimacy, so that he can stand up in front of the world leaders and in particular his neighbours and say, look, I am the duly elected leader of Zimbabwe, and any negotiations have to recognise that.
Let's talk about his neighbours, Peter. His neighbors have not been very critical of Robert Mugabe as the rest of the international community has been in the face of escalating violence toward this re-election bid. Do you think in part Tsvangirai did step down to force the 14 nations, some of them neighbors of the Southern African Development Community, to do something?
Well, I think, if anything, by staying in the running, I think Morgan Tsvangirai would have forced the region's hand even further because it was highly unlikely that the observers, particularly those from the region, would have endorsed the election as free and fair. And without that kind of endorsement, I think the region would have found it difficult to acknowledge Robert Mugabe's victory as legitimate. And so in some respects, I think by pulling out early, Morgan Tsvangirai might have done himself some disservice. But we have seen, particularly over the last few days...
Can I interrupt you right there? Disservice because even those neighbors in the last couple of days, some of the leaders have been saying that conditions were not good for a free and fair election. They have been openly critical in a way that we haven't necessarily seen in the past couple of months.
Exactly. What I'm saying is that if the election had gone through with the MDC's participation, the observers would have declared that it was deeply flawed. They would not have given it their endorsement. And that means that the region's leaders would have had some grounds on which to say we can't back this election victory any election victory for Robert Mugabe. And it would have been, they would have found it almost impossible to recognize him as the duly elected leader. Now, Robert Mugabe has at least some legal standing to declare himself the victor. And I think that makes it a little bit harder for the region's leaders to stand up to him. But having said that, I think we've seen a rupturing of what one diplomat has called the conspiracy of silence surrounding Robert Mugabe from the region's leaders. President Mugabe's strongest ally in the region, Eduardo José dos Santos, the Angolan president, wrote a letter to him, a public letter, on Friday, calling on him to respect democracy and condemning the way that he'd handled the elections. We've also seen Levi Mwanawasa, the Zambian president and the man who is also the current chairman of the Southern African Development Community, speak out very, very forcefully at a news conference yesterday in which he said that the election should not go ahead, and he called on the other SADC regional leaders to condemn the poll and condemn the way that President Mugabe has handled the election. So
and
I think we are seeing a shift of move.
I was about to say, and that's something that we certainly haven't seen for some time. So certainly more chapters to come, and perhaps Morgan Tsvangirai has left a bit of wiggle room in there. So we will see what happens and whether or not he truly is on that ballot come Friday. Peter Gresta, BBC correspondent in Johannesburg, thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.